Previously on Prison Break.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm C4.
And I'm Koba.
I played so much of that game.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
If you haven't listened to the show in this long, you know that I don't give a fuck.
Ludicrous kill.
Like the killer in the first hour and 15 minutes of every horror movie, we're back. This is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 137. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
It's November 12th, Emergence Day, 2006. The website is hwhq.com. The email is c4.gameradio@gmail.com. You can join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is Pound Gamer. Emergence Day. This is the great day that Microsoft has been planning for Gears of War for the 360. Have you seen anything on this? It's something to do with Gears of War.
Right.
Like like a big promotion for it, basically.
It's supposed to be the day that the aliens came out.
Right, of their holes into the ground. And essentially they have tournaments and stuff like that, a 24-hour tournament. Cliffy B is going to be there. Some of the other team from Epic is going to be there playing on Xbox Live, which is kind of cool.
Right on.
Yeah, they have a one-day-only downloads of some gamer picture, which kind of sucks anyway.
Right, and like a theme for your Xbox.
Which I downloaded and haven't checked out yet. I haven't looked at it. But whatever. Because it is also a momentous day, because it's the day after the launch of the PS3 in Japan. So, I don't know how this crept up on me. I totally didn't know. Like, I knew because we've been talking about it, and I forgot. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Fucking Gears of War is out. So, Microsoft scored a point right there. They convinced some people to forget about something that doesn't matter anyway. Except for piles and piles and piles of Japanese people that seem to care. One of the things that we need to talk about before we dive into the show today is our sorry attempt that we've made in the past at doing like a little independent games section that we try and repeatedly fail to do. This came up, I think, after the show last week, or maybe even 2 weeks ago we talked about it.
Briefly, I think. Yeah.
You know, how it just isn't working, and it's like, you know, it just doesn't seem to come together for us every week for some reason. Every so often...
It's a tough topic.
It is. It's really hard, and I don't know why. I think I know why. Because it takes so much damn time to find something really good and worthy to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it more effort than we have time available in the week to put forth to do such a thing. You know, like, seriously, I would have to play... I'm sorry, I'm going to put it this way. Crap-ass independent games all fucking week to find something that was worth playing.
Right.
I mean, really, it's that hard. And I just don't have it in me to do that. Because there's other games out there that are good to play. So, I mean, we're going to have to fall back on if people have, you know, played these independent games that are really good, go ahead and email us. We'd be more than happy to play one that somebody says, hey, this game is fat.
Yeah.
You know? Not, well, okay, man, let's dredge through 40 more of these, you know, this week and see if we can find something worth salvaging. I'm sorry, but they all have this feeling of not quite finished yet. It reminds me of every single software out there that's open source. You know, for the most part, anyway. They're just not done, and they lack any kind of polish. They're not all bad. And I hate to...
Polish is boring.
It really is,
when
huh?
When you're making something like that,
yeah.
The polish part is boring, and so the developers, they get bored, they move on to something else.
Just kind of gets...
It gets a fresh new project.
Right. I think you're right. It's got to be something like that. I mean, maybe they can't find an artist to do the fantastic graphics they want for their game or whatever, so the graphics have to suffer. Or maybe the sound has to suffer because of whatever reason. I mean, the problem is it winds up making an overall shabby product out of something that could be fantastic. Like, as great as a game... Like, okay, I'll use the example of Geometry Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and Grid Wars. Playing them both is a completely different experience, even though it's like the same game almost.
Right.
And it's just because Grid Wars is very shoddily put together, really. The only thing it has that something like Geometry Wars doesn't have is you can change your grids, which I think is cool. And
right.
The grid works great. So the guy who did the grid code is the man. But everything else just isn't the same. And it's just, it would not be that popular if it wasn't for Geometry Wars. Right. You know what I mean? It could not stand on its own, I feel. And I'm sorry to say that, because I know these people, a lot of these people put their heart and soul into making this game, you know, or whatever project it is that they have. And unfortunately, it just doesn't add up. My example of that, you know, is look at this show. Okay? You know, I'm sorry, but it doesn't add up sometimes, you know, and it just, we can't pull it off, and you wind up with shoddy projects like this. Welcome to the internet. So maybe we'll just have to move on from this topic. I mean, it's a sore subject, because I really think the only good way to do it would be either to have an entire show dedicated to this kind of thing. And I mean that in both senses of how you may take it. I mean it as in we could possibly, or very possibly, very realistically pull off an entire show every so often. Mm-hmm. You know, like we could just dedicate 2 weeks to playing these games, still carry on with, you know, a normal show, and then do the indie show, and then go back to the normal shows.
Right.
You know, every so often. We could totally pull that off, I'm sure. And I also mean it in the way that somebody should take up this as a project. You know, if I didn't have a job, I'd probably have, like, 4 podcasts. You know what I'm saying? I hate to use that word, but just so everybody knows what I'm talking about, right, without getting overly complicated about it and retarded. I'm just saying, because there's so many things I love to talk about, and so many things that, like, I love to read about that people would love to hear about, you know, even, and whatnot. Maybe not just experiences of my own, but even just spreading the word on news and whatnot, and what's going on, and something like that. I'm just saying, it's beyond our boundaries, to quote Microsoft. Okay? It's just fallen beyond the scope of what we can cover in this show without, and you know, maintain a normal life, because we have to pay bills and stuff.
Right.
Which, unfortunately,
and have fun here and there.
Yeah, somewhere in there. I mean, I'm lucky if I get one solid day of gaming in a week. I mean, seriously. It's tomorrow. Today we do the show, we piss around all day, we look at notes, we write the notes, look at some video here and there. Usually we don't get to play any games. Usually. I mean, think about how rare that really is, that we actually get a chance to actually play. That's a whole day. My one weekend of my 2-day weekend is shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck the show, we're done. You know what I mean? It's hard to be able to only play games like once a week, you know, like seriously play. And like, you have a worse problem than I have.
You have to commute, so my day's even longer during the week.
That's rough. Like, at least I come home and I try not to do a damn thing just so I can actually, you know, play.
Right.
And even then, that's limited, you know. Other things get in the way. So it's like, it's kind of rough to do that. And it's just like, this would, it just draws us a little too thin, I think. And I'm sad to say that, you know. But maybe we can come to a compromise. Every so often do a show, just like a blowout on a bunch of shitty games. And then the gems that we found out of the, you know, 50 games or whatever we had to trudge through and spend a couple weeks playing, you know, to find. Like, because some of them are fantastic.
And the email thing is a great idea. I would love to actually play some indie games that people say, you know, this is good stuff.
Right, right. You know, a good example of that is when we did talk about Grid Wars, we got a couple emails about games that are very similar to that, which, in fact, I remember saying, they're just not, they not quite my style. I generally type, like, the Raiden and R-Type and more, you know, but Jesus, Geometry Wars has me by the balls.
And it's just that little bit of polish that kicks it over the
edge. Yeah, you know, it really is. And for a while I was doubting its superiority. I really was. I was like, you know, it's a decent game, but Mutant Storm has a point and blah, blah, blah. No, to hell. That all went out the window when I sat down and had it out with both of those games the other day. And it's like, you know what? Geometry Wars is like the perfect game, you know, it's for what it is.
Right, the quick action.
You know, right, exactly. It cannot be done much better than that, really. The only thing I think it doesn't have that I want is it telling you what combo you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just needs that on the screen. And
like
I think,
a counter somewhere.
You know, right, yeah, because when you die, you never know how bad you just got screwed. It would make defeat that much more bitter. You know, you'd be like, oh, I was so close, you bastards. In any case, we need to get onto the email. This is such a great handle. Dickie T. Baggins. This is about the Xbox Live service and some high-def TV and movies. Now, if you have an Xbox 360 and you spend any amount of time on Xbox Live at all, you're probably quite aware of this. Mainly because there's ads for it all over the goddamn place. You know, like, not so much all over, but in the spots that they have reserved on each blade for ads.
Right.
In fact, the other day, it was either last night or this morning, I turned it on, and I saw the giant fucking CBS logo staring at me in the face. I did not like that at all. Seeing that creepy eye staring at me on my Xbox, I really didn't like that at all. So I wasn't too happy about that. But in any case, here's what they're doing here. Well, reading the email. I don't know if you have heard about this yet, but Microsoft announced that they will be offering high-def TV shows and movies over their Xbox Live service. You can read more about the article here. It's some giant thing. It's on Xbox.com. In the live section under the marketplace. Keep up the good work. Now, what there is to this is basically it starts on November 22nd, so that's about 10 days from the day that we're recording this, which again is the 12th. You probably won't hear it till the 14th, so just a few days away. They're going to have standard and high-definition stuff available. And they actually had a list on the website. Now, I'm just going to blow through the list really quick of some of the shows they've got up there. Robot Chicken, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, CSI. Now, there's a fucking winner. Survivor. I mean, come on. Star Trek? I'm looking at you, Kobar.
Which one?
Yeah. Oh, my God. South Park, Chappelle's Show, The Real World. I mean, The Real World.
Yeah.
That does not need to be. Who do you think your market is? Microsoft. Pimp My Ride.
Oh.
It looks like they know who their market is. Celebrity Deathmatch, Wonder Shows in Skylands, SpongeBob SquarePants, Nicktoons Network Animation Festival, Carpocalypse, Raising the Rooftops, UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship Fights, Reality Series, and the UFC All Access. Holy, I mean, that's like the whole spread right there.
Wow.
There's, I mean, yeah, that's horrible. That's, I mean, it is a little bit of everything, but it's none of the really good stuff, I don't think. I mean, okay, South Park's on there.
So I'm a little confused about this. Is this like, I can pay 50 cents and watch this episode once, or am I buying that
episode? No, it's Microsoft. You're paying $2 and watching this once. Actually, I think the TV shows stay. I'm fairly certain that if you pay, and it's not, I swear it's not 50 cents. I swear to God, it's like a dollar or two for a TV show.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
For an episode.
Right, yeah, exactly. And if I remember correctly, I read somewhere like maybe a week ago or so, I believe the TV stays on the console at least for maybe a while or a certain number of views or forever. Who knows? Because you can only, Christ, you can only hold so much on your little 20 gig drive here, okay?
Right.
That's not to say you wouldn't be able to transfer it to an external USB drive, but I mean, who knows what kind of freaky protection they have in this anyway. And as far as movies that are coming out on this day, they have a deal with two different studios for movies at this point. Listen to these winners. Mission Impossible 3, which I must reserve judgment on because I have not seen it yet. However, I have heard it's ass. Nacho Libre. I can verify this is ass. Jack Ass the Movie. It's got ass in the title. The Matrix? Okay. I'll give him The Matrix.
It was a fat movie.
It was a fat movie before the second two came out. It was even better. Then it was kind of shit on. Superman Returns. Another movie I haven't seen yet. I've heard mixed reviews, but more bad than good. And Batman Forever. Whatever the fuck that is. That's an old one. It's an old one. If you look at IMDb, that's Returns.
Oh.
Or Begins. Batman Begins.
Right.
This one's Batman Forever. And
the last one that has like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger as Batman.
No. That's Batman and Robin.
Oh.
This one is probably the good one of the old ones, I think.
Okay.
It's not the first one, though. Not with Jack.
Oh, maybe it's the one with the Penguin.
Yeah, maybe. Joel Schumacher? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
So he's the director, I think, of the one. I think. I don't know. I'm the last person who knows anything about this kind of thing.
I think it's one of the older Batmans.
Right. It's not the fat one. It's not Batman Begins like what everybody wants. In any case, now the movies I understand from what I've read, I remember this for some reason clearly. It's like it's $4.
Four.
And it deletes after one viewing. Gone.
See, now if this was $2, it'd be a fat idea.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Rental store at home.
Exactly.
That's fat.
For $4, you can truck your happy ass, two or three blocks at most. I'm a block away from Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
And have something I could watch over and over and over and over and do any kind of nefarious, weird, freaky shit to the disc that I want to do. Okay? So it's not worth it, Microsoft. Nice try, but I'm sorry.
It was like $2. You got something.
Maybe. $2 is a little rough, too.
Most people do not do nefarious things with the disc.
Okay. You're right.
And so you're
not that I would do such a thing.
No.
I'm saying if at all possible in some weird way that I was a lawbreaker and stuff.
But for like $2.50 or something,
I respect copyrights. That was awesome.
Okay. You know what I'm saying, though? I mean, a rental...
Morally, I respect copyright.
Right. In your house, that's a pretty cool idea, I think.
No, it is a cool...
Rough, though.
I would say... I see your point, though. Your average jackass fucking moron...
They need way more of these, and a little cheaper, and then it's a good idea. The TV show is ass, though. That's just...
Yeah, it is. We'll just wipe that one off the table.
That's a bad idea.
See, now here's the problem. Again, okay, I understand that... No. They don't understand that their business model doesn't work in the new, you know, world, okay? Mm-hmm. They can't fucking lock you into some, you know, bullshit format and have all these restrictions. You know, a lot of people don't stand for that these days, okay? And piracy, I'm sad to say, this. I really do hate this. I really dislike that it's so fucking easy for any jackass, retard, fucking 9-year-old kid to go out and steal whatever the fuck he thinks he has a right to. I really don't like that. I really have a problem with it. But they're not doing anything to beat the pirates. Okay? It's pretty simple to win the piracy war. Honest to God, you're never going to kill it off, okay?
In fact, you're making it worse.
That's what China's for, okay? You cannot beat them. You cannot kill it, I mean.
Right.
But I think you can beat them. And the way that you beat the pirates, okay, you have to offer a comparable product.
Right.
Right? Now, it may be your show and all that stuff, but if you can't offer it to a market that's willing to pay for it, you are doing something wrong, okay? You are responsible for distributing your work. And if nobody wants to pay $10 for your movie, okay, or $20 for your movie, should you sell it at $20?
Yeah.
Okay. If the same content is available for, let's not throw money into it, let's say more conveniently accessible than what you're offering, why would anybody go your route? Money regardless. Okay? If I had to pay, let's say there's a torrent website that's completely illegal. Okay. You know, we're getting completely hypothetical here. Okay, let's say it charges you. Let's say that this torrent site says 50 cents for an hour episode TV show. No commercials, mm-hmm. And that you can watch it however the fuck many times you want. I would be all into that.
Oh, yeah.
I really would. You know, if they didn't use some janky DRM format, and if they didn't try to slap commercials in there, and if they didn't want to know my blood type and, you know, all this crap about me, if they just wanted an email address, a name, whatever the fuck...
I'd pay a dollar.
That's stretching it.
That's $28 for an entire season of shows.
Star Trek, maybe.
Right.
Not a lot of shows have 28 episodes in a season.
Okay.
A lot of them have, like, 10, 15. $15 for something that you don't have a nice physical copy of. At that point, you're responsible for your own backups, which most people don't fucking do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
you go
their
to the
problem.
Store. No. You go to the store, okay? And it's the same bullshit they're pulling with iTunes, I feel. A dollar for a song. Okay?
A dollar for a song.
It's robbery.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the reason is, I believe, because you pay that same exact price in the store and you have the box art, the physical, perfect media. Not this fucking compressed, lossy compression bullshit for that song.
Right.
Okay? So you should pay far less. You should pay a quarter.
You
for
should.
A song.
But with the TV, how much do you pay for a season? Sometimes a season of TV can be
$20. Wouldn't you? That's when they're robbing you, though. I mean, in reality, a lot of them are $20.
For an entire season?
Oh, yeah, dude, fuck. You can get like 100 episodes of Beavis and Butthead for $20. That's an older show. Even newer ones are like $20. Like, I think Prison Break Season 1's on sale for $20 this week.
Hmm.
I mean, a lot of this stuff, it should only be, it is only $20. So why try to rape us if we're going to lower your distribution costs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you still try to fuck us in the ass with ads and DRM and stuff like that. This is why it doesn't work, and this is exactly, I mean, okay, props to Microsoft for finding another way to rob people that don't know better, okay? They're dumbasses, they should piss their money away. But the rest of us don't like this, okay? And I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. I cannot fathom the thing that I will buy on this.
Yeah, I can't either.
You know what I mean? I mean, it would have to be like something impossible to find. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, even The Wizard is available on DVD now, which I need to pick up. I keep forgetting.
But
I would have bought that.
Like I said, if it
no,
was
no,
because
I only watch it once.
And I'm fucking lazy, and I just want to watch something once, I might rent it for, like, $2.50.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really like, wow, this movie looks... Okay, what's that new movie that looks incredibly good? Starts with a D, or it's the D something?
This.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, probably
not. Oh, man, it's supposed to be, like, the fattest movie. Christopher Walken's in it, I think, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, it's supposed to be, like, the greatest movie ever.
Okay.
And I can't believe I can't think of the name. It starts with a D. You should look that up for us. Whatever the hell it is, go to, like, Blockbuster.com or something, something. Anyway, I would probably shell out the $250 for that. I think you're right. Okay, because right now, you know, let's say that movie was down there at Blockbuster, it wouldn't be there. This movie's supposed to be that good. Oh, you know what? It won't be on Blockbuster because it's not out on DVD, I don't think. It's in the theater, so it's not going to do us any good. So, whatever this movie is, it's supposed to be super fat. Everybody's talking about it. You probably can't get it. I could see, you know, $250. I'm pretty lazy and I can't get it at Blockbuster and I really, 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 really want to see it. But that's, how often does that happen?
Or middle of the night, you want to watch a movie, or there's a snowstorm, you don't want to go out. I mean,
there's uses for this.
Yeah.
But
movies.
Right. They could make...
And it's too expensive still.
Bank off of this, though. They really could if they would do it right, though, is my point. Mm-hmm. This could become a very viable, awesome, you know, business model. But it's not, because they keep trying to rob you. It's not worth looking up anymore. I can't remember. It's in the theater still. I can't remember what the hell it's called. It's supposed to be just, like, the shit, though. Like, every single person I see every day tells me to watch this movie. It's ridiculous. So in any case, the next email is from MQ. This was about Neverwinter Nights 2. Now roll up your sleeves. We're getting dragged to the mud here. Hey guys, after the last episode of your show, I feel like I have to defend Neverwinter Nights 2. While I agree that it is annoying that the game is plagued by bugs, I really don't understand why everyone is so surprised and outraged. Every major PC RPG was crawling with bugs when it first came out. Every single one of them. I think at one point you made a remark that Neverwinter Nights 2 should have been made by Black Isle instead of Obsidian, which I find pretty puzzling. For one, as far as I know, a lot of Obsidian people are ex-Black Isle employees, which I believe that's right, because I come
true.
To think of it, I think we talked about that.
It's almost like a sibling company.
Right, yeah.
Sprint off thing.
So, I'm a moron. We all knew that. Secondly, Black Isle games... Wait, let me... No, I'll save myself. I meant the old Obsidian. Whatever magic they had to begin with, even though it essentially is, it's not the same. Secondly, Black Isle games were hardly bug-free. Fallout, now considered to be one of the best RPGs released, was pretty much unplayable when it first came out. It didn't stop it from getting great reviews, and most issues were eventually patched out. It's the same story for every ambitious RPG. Morrowind was buggy, crashing all the time, piece of shit before patches.
Hell
so
yeah.
Was Arcanum, Vampire Bloodlines, Gothic, Knights of the Old Republic, and don't even get me started on Temple of Elemental Evil. It is not even a recent trend, as Daggerfall had the same problem, as did Old Ultimas, and I think Pool of Radiance 2 was the one that formatted your C drive after uninstalling it. Yes, it was Pool of Radiance 2. Maybe it's hard to make sure everything works perfectly in such complicated and complex games, or perhaps those companies have good designers, writers, but horrible coders. I do not know, but I know one thing. It's unrealistic to expect squeaky clean releases of PC RPGs. I would prefer if Neverwinter Nights 2 didn't have problems too, but I'm not surprised. JRPGs seem to be generally less infested with bugs. My explanation is that because they give much less freedom to player outside of battles, there's less that can go wrong. Besides, up until now there is no way to patch them, so developers tried harder to polish them. I don't know. One more thing. People at Neverwinter Nights Forum are fucking crybaby drama queens and bugs are really not that bad. I remember that when Neverwinter Nights 2 was delayed, someone posted a thread there saying Someone posted a thread saying that if he started beating his wife because of it, it would be Obsidian's fault. Jesus. I think that says a lot about the average poster on that forum. Maybe those people fried their graphics card because they pissed on them. Anyway, that's my piece. Remember, all those issues will be worked out in the long run. They are irrelevant. I am patient. After all those years of playing PC RPGs, I have to be. See ya, MQ. Okay. Now, he has very, 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 very valid points. Except for my fundamental problem with this is he's saying it's completely fine. Release crap! And if it sells huge numbers, fix it. If it doesn't sell so well, you don't have to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And you only robbed a few people. That's my only problem with this.
You are paying the beta test. And it doesn't matter that yes, it happened in Morrowind. Yes, it happened in all these games you were talking about. That doesn't make it okay. And plus, these are bugs we're talking about that make it completely unplayable.
Yeah, like you cannot play this game at 3 frames per second. I'm sorry.
I was pissed at Morrowind because so many people would have that crash to the desktop bug.
Oh, that's I had that.
That is unplayable, and that's wrong.
It's probably the worst bug out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as... Well, I mean, you know. you could format your drive on accident, I guess. That's probably the worst bug out there. But I mean, as far as, you know, an average bug you see, right, that would be the one that probably pisses people off the most. Now, I played Morrowind and I had that same problem. You know, it crashed on me every so often. You know what I did? I kept fucking save games. Every so often I'd flick F5 and, I mean, I shouldn't have had to do that, and yes, it was painful and fucking annoying, but I could still play it. And it crashed every so often, fine. I clicked the button again, loads right up, and I was good. I mean, it didn't run. At least when it ran, too, it ran well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like Neverwinter Nights 2, where it's running at 10 frames per second. You know, with all the settings on low and deleting your save game. I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's unacceptable. It should not have come out as early.
Right, right. I mean,
a few bugs here and there, sure. Stuff.
I mean, that's
going
to happen. Okay, look at, I almost said Obsidian. Look at Oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in the last show, I think when I went to say Obsidian, I started to say Oblivion. In any case, look at Oblivion. Most of the bugs in that game seem to be quests that are broken.
Mm-hmm.
Either they can't be finished or started, or there's something, in, you know, the item isn't there. They're not like, I don't think I had that ever shut down on me. It didn't melt my video card. I didn't pee on it.
Those bugs suck.
You know.
But it's not the end of the world type bug.
Right. And it ran well enough. You know, I mean, well enough being well over 20 frames, you know, so I didn't have a problem with it. It's just that Neverwinter has a particular, I don't know, some massive problems, I guess. There's bigger bugs, I mm-hmm. guess. And there's a few of them there. And sure, people on forums are whiny.
They always are.
It's still the internet we're on here, you know.
It's not that forum.
Find
it's
me
forums.
A forum that doesn't have that. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be some jackass that, you know, that's like that everywhere. I mean, that says nothing about the average post or the forum, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't. It just says, one guy's an asshole. This is the internet we're talking about here. You know, I mean, I see his point, though. He's being very patient and accepting. The problem is, my friend, you are broken. They have beaten you. You know what I'm saying? You are their slave at this point. Really, they've got you where they want us.
Just because everyone does it doesn't make it right.
Bingo. You know what I'm saying? There you go. And you know what I didn't see bugs in? Okay, why was that so? Okay, well, you know, I guess it is a JRPG, so he did defend them. And he's right. There's a lot less freedom in a lot of those kind of games. So I'll leave that one be. But he's right. Now,
well, but what does freedom of where you're going have
well, that makes
jack
it
shit to do about bugs?
Not so, no. Not just so much where you're going, but the way the game works. I mean, think about most of the Japanese RPGs. They are very linear. Point A, point B,
yeah,
and anything in between, you have to kill in the same combat over and over and
that's
over.
That's fine for the quest and bugs that you're talking about, but what about, like, game crashes, like the Morrowind thing? That wasn't if you do this specific thing way out
right,
here,
right,
you crash. Everywhere, no matter what you're doing, eventually this game will crash.
Right.
It's the same. That's.
But in that game, you can make your own class. You can't. I can name a Japanese, you know, RPG that's anything popular, particularly a recent one, where you, like, have that much customization. You don't. They lock you into a class, a set number of abilities. These are your stats at every level. Bingo. You're
right.
Done. You know what I'm saying?
But what does it have to do with that, with a bug that, like, crashes?
That's more code. It's more code. It leaves more of an option, you know, an opportunity for something fucked up. Because in the American RPGs, you can, you know, take somersaulting and acrobatics and thievery and magic and swordplay for your guy, and therefore your stats grow differently, you know, than the Japanese guy that's locked into this grid where they have it all written out so they know exactly where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
This, now the game has to do all the math and the calculations as you level up and progress, and depending on your items, that's much more complicated to code.
Right.
It's not just like they code it in. When character level is 10, hit points are whatever. You know, the American ones generally are, well, his strength is this much, he's got this much plus armor, you know, they're this level, he's got this buff on him, yada yada, he's this certain level, he did that extra quest, he's got this bonus for that. And it has to, you know what I mean, it's just like that much more code, and I think that's where that comes in. Memory leaks and whatnot could cause all that kind of stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's like he has some very valid points, and I'm glad we got this email. I didn't want to, like, outright attack Neverwinter Nights because of the bugs. I want to outright attack it because it doesn't use fucking OpenGL. Period. End of story. That's what I'm angry about. Alright. I mean, because seriously, I wanted to play the game, and now I, like, basically, I don't want to deal with what I have to deal with to play this game, which is fine. I understand. I'll be a jackass about it for a while. When Vista comes out, I'm going to be forced to use it like everybody else, whether you like it or not. Because, you know what, Microsoft has us right where they want us, the whole world, you know, and particularly the gamers, where we're all
Bill Gates
fucked.
Gates has got us by the balls.
Seriously. Speaking of paying to beta test. This wasn't in the notes, but you mentioned it because of MQ's letter here. That reminds me, and I didn't put the notes. There was a survey Microsoft put out to certain Xbox Live subscribers. Would you buy this? Would you be interested in this? And one of the things on this was a couple weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. You know, it was the TV and the movie thing was actually on there, but I think they obviously had already rolled out plans for this, but they were just kind of getting a feel for it. One of the interesting things on there was they asked, I'm going to make the point, the last one, a arcade-style joystick for some of the arcade games, which was right. Interesting. I could see that being a decent item if done well and correctly. And then they had a black wireless controller that had rubberized grips, an improved D-pad, which the thing sorely needs, even though it is like... If the DualShock 2 was back in the days of sticks and stones, this is photons and laser beams, okay? And they've improved that, okay? I mean, seriously, the fucking PlayStation 2 D-pad is fucking ass, all right? There's no hiding that, okay? So they've improved the D-pad, and it's backlit. Like it, like, glows. Wow. So, like, you can see A and Y and X and all that in the dark, which right. is, you know, pretty lame because you, for the most part, know where the fucking buttons are. But cool. Still kind of cool. You know, one of those little gimmicky things? They want to charge, like, $10 more, I think. Like, so it'd be, like, a $60 to $70 controller or something like that. Anyway, they put out a survey. I hope people said yes to that control. I want a nice controller. A first-party, quality, fucking nice controller. Not that theirs isn't.
It
I'm
would
just
be
saying,
nice to start
options.
Seeing, yeah, options.
First party options. Exactly. Word. Power to the people, Kobar. All right. and the point of this was, they actually asked, would you be willing to pay to beta test games? This was a question.
Oh, and the worst part is so many people said yes.
Yep. Think about it.
Because, hey, oh my God, we get to play it early!
Would you pay me $4 to get 2 weeks worth of, you know, Gears of War in before everybody else? Hell yeah! You know, people are fucking retarded.
They used to pay us.
Yeah.
Well, not us, but you know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying.
Right.
That used to be a employment opportunity.
I don't even know what to think about
now
this.
Now they're throwing out, they started throwing out the betas for
free
because they don't have to pay, and now they want to charge us.
No shit. I mean, seriously. Next thing you know, it's going to be illegal to not be beta testing one software product at any time. You know what I mean? It will be your legal right as an American citizen. I mean, this is how fucking stupid, I swear to God, people are. Can I bitch slap the entire internet at least? If not the whole world at once, can I just bitch slap the internet real quick?
The
whole thing? You know what I mean? Wake the fuck up, people. Okay, in the news. This is kind of cool. I saw a couple of videos. I have to thank somebody from work. I can't even remember who told me right now. They pointed out some videos on the Nintendo Wii website that I had not seen previously. So here's what you do. You go to Google. You type in Wii. That's W-I-I, for those of you that spell like Kobar. Experience. Two separate words. Okay? And hit I'm feeling lucky. And this will take you right off to the Nintendo website, where they have a whole pile of Flash videos out there showing people that they like basically pulled in off the street to go ahead and test the Wii.
It's a pretty cool little videos, too.
They are. Not maybe lots and lots, but quite a few hot Japanese chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Some old grandpa people, families, they had little kids on there. They had the bomb is the grandpa, because he's like bowling, right? And he's like all way into it. Like, totally fucking, like, as if he was on the lanes. And it's way cool, you know? And it's neat because, well, I mean, obviously, they're overwhelmingly positive videos. They're not going to show the ones where people can't figure it out or whatnot. But it's really neat to see
people
those.
People that don't look like they're having fun.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They probably recorded, like, thousands.
Probably.
Or at least hundreds.
Right. And all of the maybe 20 videos on the website. But it's worth checking out because, I mean, if not only to see the expressions on people's faces, like the kid that's playing Zelda and he swings it, like he's totally trying to get the hang of it and he's moving around with the left stick like he's used to because we're all used to a thumbstick on our left-hand side. Mm-hmm. And then he has to swing and he, like, swings it, like, kind of gingerly, like he's almost afraid. And he just has this, and he looks at the controller and his eyes get all wide. He's like, whoa, you know, it's hilarious. And that happens quite a bit. You know, the videos are a kick. It'll take you all of maybe 5 minutes to check out. You know, I mean, it's definitely worth your time. Like I said, they had families on there playing some of the different games. The old grandpa guy was hilarious, and the of course, the hot Japanese chicks. Definitely worth a look for them. Yeah, absolutely. Anything I mean, they even showed the gameplay. Like, it would go over their shoulder and show the game. Right. So, like, you could get it. I'm not telling you this to go whore out for Nintendo. I'm telling you this in case you want to know how well it works. Mm-hmm. They've got the footage on the screen that you can see somebody swing it for and who doesn't know what they're doing. They're not a trained professional, you know?
It's also kind of cool. They have, like, from different countries. Like, there's Germany and Japan.
Yeah.
And
Italy,
little,
I think.
Little icon that tells you where this was taking place.
Mm-hmm. Little icon being a flag.
Yeah.
I think Italy was on there, too, I think.
Something.
There were some weird places on there. Maybe France, even.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think I remember seeing France.
Really? Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking of then. I don't know. I saw some weird-ass places, though. Places where I do not speak the language. Like, anywhere but here. And I do poorly at that here anyway. See? The PlayStation 3 launched in Japan yesterday. That was the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
This is Doomsday. Go ahead.
Well, they only had 80,000 units for Japan, which, amazingly enough, sold out in the first day.
Wow. And that was all over the news, too. My God, Sony has a shortage of PlayStation 3s in Japan.
Yeah.
It's that good. Wow. Both of them sold.
It's like a little tiny island that has like 10 million gamers on it.
Yeah. Here's 80,000 of those. Let's see if they see if they sell.
They
Look
might.
At that. Sold out.
And,
we're kind of a big deal.
It's kind of interesting because we read this article that was written by someone who was at the Japanese release.
Yeah, like an American.
Yeah. And he noticed that, like, the first good chunk of the line was all, like, poor Chinese people buying consoles to, like, basically eBay them.
Yeah.
And
the best part was how he describes, in fact, I'll give out so you can read along with us. It's tinyurl.com/YEQNGX. Well, that's a horrible tiny URL. You know my favorite shortest one is gone now?
Hmm.
The N144. It's gone.
Hmm.
It's no longer in existence. That was the only one I ever had memorized. It was the only one I ever used. It was for Infos.
Right.
The map for Warcraft 3 that I put the crap out of. It's not like the forum's gone.
You'd think so.
By now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
The tiny URLs get...
This one's... No. It still redirects, though. But the forum's gone. Like,
oh,
like it's not Infos
wow.
anymore. It's just like there's nothing there. Yeah.
I wonder how long these last.
I don't know. Yeah. I bet it's a certain maybe like a week or three or something. You know what I mean?
As long as
somebody
stays.
Hits it every so often. So, and I haven't hit the Infos one in... probably at least a year,
right.
So I'm sure people are still using it. But it was a 4-character
mm-hmm.
tiny URL. That was pretty uber. And it's no longer, and I'm really upset. But what the hell does that have to do with the PS3?
Very little.
Yeah, nothing, as a matter of fact. I'm good at this.
It was really crazy, because, like...
We're getting 400,000, by the way. I mean,
yeah.
And by we, I mean the United States.
It's
Europe,
all of North America, isn't it? Canada, too?
Yeah, they don't count.
Oh. Right.
Who are they? We'll just go take them over when we're ready. When they do something to piss us off. They'll be our PS3s at some point. And I'm not actually sure what Europe is getting.
Mm.
And I'm sure it'll be years before places like maybe South Africa or China or something actually get them.
Mm.
But look, the point was you were bringing up the Chinese...
And these people didn't even speak Japanese.
Yeah.
So the people at the store were trying to
That's
yell
so
out megaphones
great.
for instructions because the crowd is getting rowdy. People are starting to push and like try to cut in line. And I guess one guy actually made it from 200
to
20th.
Yeah, how fat is that? He had a happy day.
But yeah, these people didn't even speak Japanese, and so they're trying to get instructed, and they're just like, hi.
Yeah, that's what they could say. They could say yes and hardware only.
Yeah.
Those were
in English.
Oh, was it in English?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They were trying to ask in Japanese, like,
oh my
what do you want,
good.
What do you want? And they just go, hi. And so they actually asked in English, what software do you want? And they said, oh, hardware only.
Wow. I missed that somehow.
Yeah.
And the hi, some of you aren't paying attention, is
yes.
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 Not hi. Because they said hardware only in English,
right.
But yes in Japanese.
Right.
Wow, that's fucked. That's some dumb, you know what, that's some dumb shit I'd do. That's exactly what it would be. That's amazing. But that's ridiculous. Now, the other part of it, too, was that these people, a lot of them were hired by people to wait in line, even.
Yeah, all these Chinese people, they were like... poor people that were getting
some
hired
of them were students too.
Right.
They were planning on selling it for their own, you know. But like, how embarrassing. Okay, no. And the first guy that got up on the stage could not speak a lick of Japanese.
Right.
Like the first guy that got one, they tried to interview him and he was like trying to shy, you know, hide and get away from it. I mean, that's good job, Sony. You way to launch a console.
It's because there's so few of them.
Yeah, this is their artificial demand right here. This is Sony's, look how great we are. We're sold out of all 80,000 of them.
And so it creates a huge marketplace for them.
I'm not saying the PlayStation 3 is bad. I'm saying they fucked up their launch on something, you know, that... Okay, Sony's been fucking up a lot lately in the PR department, but, I mean, really, I don't know what really else to say about this. I think the point of all this is okay, the PS3's out in Japan, we're going to see it by the end of next week, this week, holy Jesus, that's soon, and the Wii on Friday, and the damn PlayStation 3 on Sunday. This is going to be a big week. This is going to be a really big week. Unfortunately, it's going to be a week that I don't have a Wii, though. Damn it. I gotta get one of these things. I'm not too excited about the PS3. Not just yet. At some point, we will get one. We have to. Just like the readers told us, we had to get an Xbox 360 at some point.
What do we get if we get a tax break?
For the show. Dude, I swear to God, we should. It's not a job.
Yeah.
We don't pay taxes and stuff for this.
Right.
We should charge the listener taxes, though, and we'll put it on our website in Windows Media audio format with some kind of DRM on it and some Fair Play action on iTunes, and we'll charge you only $1.25 because our costs are higher than the megacorps,
right,
because they can like farm out all that, and they have all these people, they pay very little. So, and then we can get our tax break on our Xbox and whatnot. That's not a bad idea. But it'll never, ever, ever happen, as good of an idea as it may sound. What else did we... Okay, I think the real story here, obviously, is, like, that there's people on top of desperate enough to have to, like, scrimp and save for this thing as if it's an investment, you know? I mean, they're buying it and saying, you know, hardware only. What the fuck are you going to do with it, with the hardware only?
They were selling it. They were
exactly.
Yeah, they were waiting in line for some Japanese businessman so he could eBay.
Yep. Sony wants to believe they're buying this with no games because they're going to use them as Blu-ray players. But I'm sorry, Sony. It's time to wake up and smell the chai tea, all right? It's not fucking happening. They're selling this shit on eBay for inflated prices, probably to dumbass Americans. Quite frankly.
We should have checked eBay before we did the show.
I've been checking eBay. Yeah. I have been on and off. I actually haven't seen prices, though. Since launch.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen the pre-orders on there. I mean, yeah, close to $2,000. They're up there. But eBay's taking them down.
Really?
Yes. eBay and EB Games, because eBay, Sony, and EB Games want them off. The pre-orders.
Oh, the pre-orders.
Right. People are selling their fucking receipt. You know, I mean, like a paid-for receipt, though. Mm-hmm. Like either $100 pre-ordered your guaranteed one or a full paid-in-full. What I'm saying is, you know, a lot of people put up a picture of their thing, of their receipt, and say, I'm going to pick this up. I will ship it to you when I get it. Pay me for it now. You know, they're taking those down, and they're only going to allow them to sell the real actual console when they have it in their hands. They're not doing a very good job. Unfortunately, I mean, seriously, as fast as they're taking them down, they're going right back, it seems like. Because one day, they were gone. Just one day. I mean, there was tons. And then one day, it seemed like they were gone. And now, you catch them. Every so often, you'll see them on there, and then they're gone. So, I mean, they're doing a decent job of getting rid of them, but not a great job. Although, I am happy to see that, at the very least. It's not going to change anything. It's just going to delay these people that pre-ordered it a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. The sleazy Japanese businessman paying these... A homeless person.
Right.
20,000 yen or whatever. What was that? Like... $200 to stand in line?
Something like that.
You know, I think so. Because I think it was, what, 60,000 for the unit, which we know is 600? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, here's $200, go stand in this line, I don't want to fucking deal with it. You deal with the crowd and everything. I mean, that's disgusting. It's kind of, it's sad. And I don't know. Sony fucked up on their launch. They really should have had more consoles. Hold off for a while. Jesus Christ. I told them how to win before. If they're not listening, it's not my problem. Okay? Fuck them. Now, you know what else happened this week, or last week maybe? Wow, you know, I look down my list here and I see, like, nothing but 360 news here. how did the show change, like, overnight to a very 360-based show? That is amazing. See, we need some Wii and some PS3 lovin' on the show.
Well,
they're coming. Yet. They're coming. We just cover the hot topics because we're just like that. So anyway, Contra came out. Now, the reason I mention this, twofold. Number one, it took fucking forever for it to come out, and I know people were excited about it. And number two, they fucked it up royally.
All kinds of funky bugs.
Yeah, at least it was only 400 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not a ripoff.
No, that's pretty good.
Thank God it was only 400 points. Apparently a lot of gamers are pissed off about this, okay? I mean, you look at the history Microsoft has had with the marketplace or the arcade here. First, they had Luminous, okay, which totally dropped the ball for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Not only was it, you know, three times more costly than a game like Contra, okay, mm-hmm. but it also had that expansion pack that was just the rest of the content for another 600 points. I mean, you're looking at 2250, I think we worked it out to be,
way
for fucking
expensive.
Luminous, right, an arcade game. Okay, then they promised us once again Contra, and we wound up with a Uno deck. You know what I mean?
With an extra card in it.
You know, fuck. Okay, I mean, basically it took them like a month and a half to release Contra. The arcade version, no less, of Contra, not the Nintendo version.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my understanding is there's a great number of bugs in this game.
Well, obviously, multiplayer is a big part. I mean, playing with your friend back on the Nintendo was a huge part of Contra.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's weird, though, because like, when you're playing multiplayer, it'll get disconnected, but it's not a normal disconnect. Like, you'll still see the person you're playing with jumping around and stuff, but all of a sudden he got into a different part of the level than you.
Yeah.
So, like he could be fighting a boss and yelling and screaming at you, why the hell aren't you helping? And you're just standing
back
there.
In the level somewhere. Yeah. That's kind of bizarre.
Some weird stuff.
The continue one is really strange. Okay. Because remember previously when you were playing Contra, you would die. Mm-hmm. On the top up there where your score was, you know, on the left you had the one player, on the second, on the right-hand side you had the two player. Let's say player 2 dies, and it says press start to continue up there. He can't.
Right.
It won't let you until player 1 dies, and then like a new screen, like an Xbox Live Arcade screen, comes up and says continue. And you hit yes, and even then, sometimes, I guess player 2 doesn't actually continue, and only player 1 does, but player 2's dinged with credit.
Ugh.
Good fucking job. I mean, how do you screw this up?
Mm-hmm.
How do you screw up like a 20-year-old game? That's asinine. That's asinine.
You took, like, a month extra, to do it.
You know, really, really. What did they improve? They put out some enhanced graphics, they say, which I hear are not very enhanced. Mm. And, in fact, I played the demo. You know what it looks like they did? They may have added a little bit more flair to some things. And I mean, some things being, like, maybe smoke effects and firing effects. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's it. The enhanced graphics are, now, anybody who's ever used SNES 9X emulator knows what I'm talking about here. The Super Eagle filter
right.
for the graphics that just kind of like takes a square block and kind of rounds it,
right.
you know, with some anti-aliasing tricks. That's basically what they enhanced here. This is what they did. They applied the fucking Super Eagle filter, they have a half a dozen others. I'm just thinking that's the only one I can come up with the name of at the time, but they all more or less kind of work very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yippee-ki-yay, you know? What the fuck? I don't know. So anyway, they're promising a patch now.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, patch.
Patching a 20-year-old arcade game, even. I mean, I don't understand. Like, okay. I can forgive them to some extent. I can understand that it very well may be difficult to line up the networking aspect. That wasn't in the original game.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to code the multiplayer over Xbox Live from hand. Okay, you're forgiven.
But that's like the one thing they had to code.
Exactly.
And they fucked it up.
Exactly. Everything else, you cannot be forgiven for. You're jackasses. Fuck you. I don't like most of the games they port anyway. This is all the Namco games anyway.
Right.
You know, so, isn't it? I can't think of who does it now.
Contra? I think so.
It's gotta be. But I can't remember. They did Time Pilot.
No, Konami.
Konami, yeah, Jesus, I knew it was one of those fucking, yeah, okay. All theirs look the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like the interface they use, like they have a very generic Xbox Live interface, trying to be consistent. I think it's just their chintzy way of throwing out crappy games. I really do, because all their games that they put out are crap. All those look like ass. I can't. Well, that's weird. I can definitely. Okay, I know that's Konami, but now I can't think of the other games that are ass, if they're Konami or not. But they all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that is just kind of a standard Xbox. Well, I'll have to look into it. Contra still sucks. Whether or not I have my facts straight on anything else. Viva Pinata came out for the Xbox 360.
Whoopity fucking new.
Fucking fuck. This is a... Okay. Before I get out of hand here, I can accept that Viva Pinata has a market and it's a different game more or less, it's fucking Tamagotchi pets.
Right.
On a 360.
It's almost got like a Sims thing going on.
Almost.
Yeah.
Okay, I can accept that. I cannot accept the flagrant waste of Rare's talent. Okay? This game could have...
I forgot this was Rare.
Yeah, this fucking game could have been handed off to any jackass little fucking development house. Okay, now, I know, I'm not being fair. It looks good, I'm sure it plays good. The graphics look really nice, I'm sure they have some great gameplay elements. I'm upset because I don't have Killer Instinct 3 before they start dicking around. It's been years, okay? Give me a next-gen Conker and fucking Killer Instinct 3, and then you can go make all the fucking pinata games you want, all the little hide-the-pickle games you want, whatever the hell it is that you want to do to get it out of your system, okay? Give us what we want first, though, goddammit. I'm really upset about this. And if only mainly for... Well, okay, I'm lacking Killer Instinct 3. That's my main reason. A proper GoldenEye sequel would be really nice.
I mean... The 360 does need some more kid-friendly games.
No, it doesn't.
No?
No, it doesn't. That's what the Wii is for, man. Or the GameCube.
Sure. But that doesn't mean Microsoft doesn't want a little piece of that pie.
With Cars.
Oh, God.
And Gears of War. And Call of Duty 3.
I'd love to see the little five-year-olds chopping up insect things with a fucking chainsaw
bayonet. I will tell you. Go to the Xbox.com forums. It is full of whiny little fucking 12-year-olds pissed off because they can't get the game. Because it's mature, or their parents won't let them have it, or it's too expensive, or what. I know! It's hilarious. Okay? I'm going to put it to them right now, just like we've been saying it on the forum on IRC for the last little while. Shovel some fucking driveways. Mow some fucking lawns. And then find the jackass at an EB or somewhere that doesn't realize how young you are. There's a Walmart somewhere with some stoned-ass motherfucker that will sell you the game. Okay, not saying that you should do this, of course, only if you are a sound mind and have good parents who taught you good moral values and everything, or you don't and you just learn them on yourself because of video games. That's okay, too.
Yep.
Now, there's an expansion pack. No, an accessory pack for Viva Pinata already. This game, like, just came out.
Jesus.
And they decided to go ahead and test the waters. And I fear that this is... Ooh, I could coin a nice phrase here, and I don't have one handy. I'm kind of upset because I'm missing... This is what missed opportunity feels like. Right here. I need a phrase for this, and I don't have one. Okay, this is, like, the MMOs of the new generation, right here. You know how everybody wanted to jump on the MMO bandwagon because it was constant payments? Now it's the micropayments.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It is all about this. Let's hit them up for a 90-point accessory pack, number one of many for Viva Pinata, which roughly translates to $1.12, sorry, U.S. And all it is two hats for your character.
56 cents for a hat.
Yep.
For a digital hat.
Mm-hmm. No way. Not happening. That's retarded. And the best part is some asshole is paying for this right now. Ooh, I've got to see. It's only a dollar. Okay, this is justifying them. Pretty soon we're going to get the Gran Turismo effect right here. You know, they're going to be like, hey, don't you check out... I'm not going to pick on Gears of War just yet. Doom 4. Check out Doom 4, man.
Gears of War's going to be bad, though.
It is. It is. I'm going to pick on that later. Here's Doom 4. Now, we give you your one Space Marine, but multiplayer is going to be another 500 points. We give you the first episode, which is only 5 levels long of a single-player campaign, but there's 4. But you can buy those.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 points each. You want more guns? Yeah, those are available too.
And the one Space Marine, and the first 5 levels of the actual game
right.
was only $60 to begin with.
Right, right. You're getting a deal. You know what I'm saying? This is sad, but our harsh reality. Thanks in part to jackasses like me. I actually like the micropayment system. I just don't like the implementation.
It's going to get worse.
It is. It's going to destroy, oh my God, gaming as we know it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. I have another good example. Tony Hawk Project 8 just came out. Okay? From everything I can understand about this game, it's basically ass. with a little bit of flash and some bullet time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear it's a decent game. It's mostly Tony Hawk with very boring levels that they've done before, even, all meshed into this one giant thing. It's out for the 360, will be out for the PS3. It actually has a PS2 and an Xbox version, which I guess are even...
different.
Yeah, right, and they're much, much worse. And there's going to be a PSP version, which, of course, will be drastically different. So let's focus on the PS3 and the Xbox 360 version here. There is no online multiplayer for any version of this game. I'm not so sure about the PSP version, though, but I doubt it. Except for the Xbox 360 version,
right,
where you can play 8 players over Xbox Live.
They actually did that pretty cool. I don't know if you read about it.
Uh-uh.
You're in, like, a section of the game world with, like, the 8 people.
Uh-huh.
You guys are just kind of skating around doing whatever, and the leader of whoever set up the server... whoever set up the game,
right,
decides, all right, now let's do this version of the game. And so you kind of, like, say it's Trick Attack, and so you have 2 minutes, and everybody skates around doing their 2 minutes, and then that ends. And then you're back to being in this area where you're just skating around. You can, like, show off to your friends, and then, all right, now let's do this mode.
And you can go anywhere you want after that? Oh, that's kind of cool. Okay, that's pretty neat. See?
So you're, like, 8 dudes just fucking around in this city.
You know what that's a lot like? Every skate park I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Not that I've gone to a lot of skate parks, but I've seen them.
So, yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool implementation.
That is cool. That is really cool. I'm impressed. That's a good idea. That really puts you in that scene. That's how it is, really. All they need now is a bunch of... well, you could be stoned, I guess. I guess the PlayStation 3 version suffers some massive slowdown. This reeks of a nasty port, I guess. We talked about it before. It's basically Tony Hawk with some old crappy levels. Like, they're designed not as good as the original versions of them. Like, they have the school that we all know and love, but it's, like, crappy now or whatnot. I guess the balancing system, like the grinding and whatnot, the manuals is just too easy now. I still like, and of course they added bullet time, you know, for the new trick thing, which I'm not too fond of, really. But they added, I mean, there's some nice things to it. I like the lines they have.
Might be really cool if you get used to it, though.
I'm sure it's worth it once you get to master it, but they could have done something else. I guess, I don't know, that's not a bad idea, though, I guess. I don't know, I'll have to get more used to it, I guess. But, like I said, we haven't played it yet, or like I was getting at saying, I don't know. What else can we say about that? The new leveling system, I guess, kind of keeps, you know, veterans of the Tony Hawk series from being able to just, like, soup up a dude right away because they're just good, you know?
I like that way, too, where... you get better at grinding by grinding, and you get better at doing vertical stuff by doing vertical stuff.
Right, but it's like a lot, though, is the problem here, I think.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it would take you for days to actually level this up to a nice high level, which makes you do a hell of a lot of backtracking, I guess, from everything I've seen on this game or read about it so far, too, is you spend a lot of time going back, doing things you've already done, just souped up now, so you can actually pull off the high score now,
right,
rather than just the medium score.
Well, that kind of sucks, but the idea is cool.
Yeah.
I like the fact that, all right, I've been playing Tony Hawk for the last 7, and I know that I'm really good at grinding, but I kind of suck at vertical, but I want vertical points so I can just grind to make myself better at vertical.
Right, yeah, that doesn't make any sense either. You're right. Speaking of the last 7 years of playing Tony Hawk, or whatever you're about to say, remember we talked about Madden?
Mm-hmm.
What number did we say that the new one was? 14?
I don't remember, though.
Okay, I remember. We said 14 at least once. It's the 17th. just for the record. That's the 17th Madden.
I know I had one on my Genesis.
Yeah, me too. Without a year on it.
Mm-hmm.
It just said John Madden Football, I believe. Call of Duty 3 came out, at least for the Xbox 360. I'm sure it's out on something else, but I didn't happen to notice it. I haven't played this yet, and I didn't read fuck all about it, and there's a reason I wanted to mention this, though. Because it is just plain funny to pit this game against fucking Gears of War.
Why would they do that to themselves?
Because they're assholes. Because they think they're better than they really are. This is EA.
Right.
Right? Isn't this EA? I'm fairly certain. They have I think EA is Call of Duty.
Might be.
And I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
I know they're Battlefield, but...
oh. Oh, I swear they're fucking Call of Duty. I swear they are. In any case, whoever is dumb enough to go up against Gears of War, the Uber Microsoft hype machine.
Which is really dumb.
Which is, yeah, incredibly dumb. Like, okay, now here's the thing about Gears of War. This is what I'm going to focus on for the main part of the show here, like the main review, because this is basically what I played for the last week. Releasing any game the same day Gears of War was pretty stupid.
You don't go up against a hype machine like that. It's just not bright.
No, it's not a good idea. when we got them in, we got them in the same day, okay? And this is what I saw. 20 special edition Gears of Wars, 100 regular editions of Gears of War, okay? God only knows how many pre-orders were taken, and a pile of Call of Duty's regular and special edition, okay? In 5 minutes, every single copy of the special edition of Gears of War was gone. The pre-orders were not held, and within an hour and a half, 100 copies of the standard edition were gone, and all that day people came in looking for it. Okay?
The story behind this is great.
Right. They could not keep it on the shelf, literally. It was in the back. They would go in the back, put them in these little like lock boxes you find at like Best Buy and whatnot, those little cases.
Right.
Bring them out like five or six at a time, as fast as they could put them in these little things, and they would hand them to people.
90% of the time, the person that would go back would not get to the shelf.
Yeah, no, I didn't see them on the shelf. Nah, I never saw
people
one on the shelf.
People would find the guy that was carrying them to the shelf and take them out of his hand before he got there.
Now, I had to kind of borrow mine off the desk when somebody wasn't looking to make sure I got it. And I had a pre-order. Mm-hmm. The pre-orders were not honored. I had to, like, gank it to make sure I got it.
Which is messed up.
Right, yeah, that was you got to honor your pre-orders. That's bullshit. Okay, for one. Now, for two, I still saw special editions of Call of Duty 3 on the shelf the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was horrible to try to go up against this game. And as far as, like, my friends list goes, or whatever the hell they call that, you know, on Xbox Live, every single fucking person... Gears of War, 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 everybody, okay? And my buddy actually has 100 people on his list. He has a full list, right? Mm-hmm. He said every single fucking person that happened to be on it, he always has like 30 people on.
Right.
Playing Gears of War. One dude, one guy playing fucking Call of Duty 3. You know? And it's just like, it's unbelievable. Unfreaking believable, you know? To go up against this. That was just dumb. And now it is Emergence Day today, where they have their little contest. You can play Cliffy B on Xbox Live and the rest of the Epic team, which nobody knows their names because they're not media whores like Cliffy B. And there's some other people on there, too, I believe. Some other people you can like play with that are supposed to be kind of famous dudes. I can't remember now who. But in any case, I'm a broke son of a bitch, and I really wanted this game. And so what happened was I was basically not even quite persuaded. It was probably going to happen. I had Phantasy Star Universe I'd picked up, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I never opened it up. I didn't want to because I had other things to play. And I said, if I open it, I won't finish whatever the hell I was playing at the time. I can't even remember what it was now. Oh, Marvel.
Right.
Right. So I wanted to play through that before I even opened Phantasy Star. And then I knew Gears of War was coming out soon. Turns out I was broke, so I returned Phantasy Star Universe. Now, Hades and Osimo both suggested that I do that. Because I guess Oz had the PC version and Hades has the 360 version. And it's just not that spectacular. And I'm sorry to say that, you know, and that's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking forward to a really good Phantasy Star single-player game and the multiplayer component online. But that just apparently is not quite the case with this game. So I figured, fuck it. I'll wait until it gets cheaper, you know. Hell, it was on sale for $50 anyway. So $10 already right off the second week it's out. Or maybe third week. So it's like, okay, you know, I gotta check Gears of War out from the hype this is getting. Because it can't be right. You know what I mean? The hype machine is never right, A.
Right.
B, this game had to work. Like, Microsoft had invested everything they had into advertising this game because it was going to be their big blow to the PS3 launch. You know, this was going to be the game that they had to bitch slap Sony and say, ha ha, fuckers, you know, look at what we're doing. Fuck you guys and your PlayStation 3 playing fucking tennis. What was the game? Was it tennis that was out? No.
Golf.
Golf, yeah, okay. Of the four games that the PlayStation 3 has, as of right this minute.
And that one shooter.
Oh, that actually got really good reviews.
Yeah.
That game, I can't think of what it's called now.
Yeah.
Got Resistance?
Yeah.
Fall of
Man.
Fall of Man, yeah. Got really good reviews. The other games haven't been getting so good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Tony Hawk, of course. And something else didn't get a good review. I can't remember what it is now. But in any case, $60 for the standard edition. This is our new price that we're paying for all of our, you know, AAA titles here. Well, and crappy titles, too.
Right.
And $70 for the limited edition collector's one, whatever they call it, limited collector's edition. The collector's edition one comes with it comes in a tin, you know, like a metal box, and it has like a plastic sleeve over it, so it's all nice looking and everything. It's got the logo on the front, the black tin box with the logo on it and stuff. There's a book inside, and now mind you, this is a small tin box, about the size of a DVD case, but it's a small book called Destroyed Beauty, and it's like concept art or something from the game, like fully realized concept art that like colored and stuff, not just like some scribble on a fucking napkin or whatever. So it's all right. I could care less, okay? And the special features DVD, pretty cool. It's actually like 4 gigs worth of video, so it's not bad. I mean, it's probably like a good 2 hours worth of viewing time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of stuff, which is actually pretty cool, except for like one little scene, and it was pretty lame with the kids.
Right.
That was dumb. That was dumb.
The making of thing was awful, like reality TV yeah. feeling.
Cliffy and his girlfriend break up. Will he survive?
On the back.
Oh, it was bad. You know that section was bad, but the rest of it was cool. Right. I mean, even Bill Gates was there. They showed him shaking Cliffy B's hand, and they had a little conversation and whatnot. And they showed how Microsoft wanted to take the chainsaw off the gun. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, so there was some pretty cool stuff. And then they had some of the trailers. They didn't have the coolest trailer, I thought, the one with the crazy song that you could download a little while ago. That was a really cool trailer. Would have been nice to see on that DVD. So that's what you get for your extra $10. For the most part, worth it. I would have preferred, instead of that book, to have a nice set of cog tags. Like dog tags, but they call them, you know, it's gears, so you're a cog. Right. Wouldn't that have been cool?
Yeah.
That would have been really, really neat, I think, for them to throw that in the box. That would have been a cool idea, instead of this fucking book. Or throw it in with the book. Jesus, you're making enough money off of this, you know? Now, if you don't know what this is, pull your head out of your ass. It's an action shooter with this crazy emphasis on taking cover.
Right.
And, like, utilizing your environment. It's very much a cinematic game, really. It's basically one of the things I kept thinking while I was playing is it felt like I was playing the best movie I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I'm going to say filmed that way. I mean, obviously it wasn't filmed. You're playing a game here, but I want to say that the camera was just amazing in this game. They did such a good job with the camera. And the game overall has a very nice cinematic feeling, both during gameplay and during the cutscenes, though. Okay.
Yeah, like I really like how the camera works when you run.
Right. Explain that.
And it's like there's a guy behind you with a camera, right? And he's like filming.
And he's running too, though.
Right. And so he's running, and you're both like crouched down and running, and so the camera like jerks like you would be running.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel like you're really like a little out of control because you're moving faster than you should be.
Yeah.
And then
they even made it so you can't steer yourself for shit when you're running. Like you can barely arc yourself to make a turn, you know?
You slap on all the Ford guns and armor plating and shit, and you start running and you won't be able to move very well either.
You're the juggernaut, bitch. I mean, these dudes are burly big. They're all linebacker looking guys. Right. They're freaking huge.
They're
you know?
Like a square.
You're carrying like a Yeah, they are. You're carrying like a fucking 5 foot long sniper rifle on your back, a giant machine gun
with a chainsaw
on it, right? You've got a pistol strapped to your hip,
mm-hmm.
You've, or your leg or something. I've seen it on your character. It's really cool. And you've got, of course, up to 4 grenades at any one time that are more like a mace.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a ball, a spiky ball on a chain that you swing around and throw. It's way awesome.
Which is also cool how they do the throwing of the grenades.
It is very cool.
With that blue arc.
Right, so you can see where it's going to land and bounce.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a hell of a lot. I mean, it's really, really nice as far as that. And it's back to the cinematics really quick. Even when the game cuts to a cutscene, it's wild. But they use crazy effects, you know, like there's this one scene, I can't blow this though. But like, okay. Not like it's a major you're not playing this for the epic story, I assure you. Okay? So basically there's one of your dudes sitting there talking and you're in a fight and he's fighting and he's shooting dudes and you see this badass dude come up behind him and everything and you pretty much know bad stuff is gonna happen to your dude, right? And they take it from different angles all of a sudden and like they're a close up on the enemy's face and it kind of gets a blue tint and then it goes back to like your guy screaming and it's like, you know, you see him killing your teammate and whatnot, and then it goes back to a close up of your guy's face and he's screaming and it's a different color again. They used very cinematic effects. There's one that's like Black Hawk Down. They call them King Ravens, are the helicopters that they have. And so there's this scene where a King Raven is flying in a group of dudes, and they get basically attacked, and it crashes. But the scene where it crashes into a building. There's bricks flying everywhere. I mean, it is fucking unbelievable. It is as if it was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is, but in the trenches movie, though, not like fucking Hollywood movie. This is like a little bit of Hollywood and a little bit of like realism.
Right.
It's just spectacular. It really did a great job. And thank God the voice acting is great. you know, it really is good. But never do you question the way your guy sounds or thinks to yourself, oh, that sounds cheesy as hell. Mm-hmm. It sounds really good. Everything flows pretty well. For what, you know, story elements they do have, it not only makes sense, but it comes off really well. They've done a whole scene around little story elements where they talk and interact and whatnot. And even during the gameplay, when you're on your radio, they talk, you know, with people back at base and within your characters. It's really, really nice and incredibly well done. The graphics, of course, top-notch. Okay.
Mind-blowing.
They really are. Now, of course, we're playing this on a monitor, mm-hmm. okay, at some ridiculous resolution, so I don't know what it looks like on a standard definition TV. So I'm not so sure if it looks as hot.
You really shouldn't be playing the 360 on a standard television anyway.
Yeah, definitely
either,
not.
Either get an HD TV or use your computer monitor, whatever you need to do, but get it on a high-resolution viewing
it's
apparatus.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think Zombie5 put it to me as, this is truly the first next-gen game that he has seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's correct. I believe he also told me that if you don't like this game, you are retarded. I mean, and he's just about right, which blows my mind, because I was shocked that a game that got this much, like, overblown hype was actually good. I almost expected it to fail, because the games that are always pumped the most tend to, like, under-deliver.
Right.
This game delivered. It really did. I even did a little fist-shaking... forward push motion when I said that, you know? Okay, seriously. As far as the graphics go, absolutely spectacular. Dude, when you reload your gun, you see the heat off the muzzle of your gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the background gets all wavy. And I mean, it's just
heat shimmer.
Unbelievable. Okay, you saw blood. Your guy, okay, drops to the ground, the blood kind of like, you know, because you get shot with a bullet, and it splatters out, mm-hmm. and then lands on the ground, and if it landed on the dude, it bounces a little bit, you know, just kind of splash. I mean, it was, wow! Mm. They really took every little element into consideration here, it seems like. I mean, it's just absolutely phenomenal. The only problem with the graphics are the shadowing sometimes on a few of the angles... in a limited number of the cutscenes. Like, out of all the cutscenes, I swear I saw it, like, maybe 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
And it only in parts of the cutscene, where the shadows would look very bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Very, I need to upgrade my video card driver look.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're playing a computer game, and there's something wrong with the shadows, but you can't quite put your finger on it, but always a new driver seems to smooth out the shadow, make it look all nice. It's weird. It's almost like a hash pattern. It looks very... something's broken here,
right.
on the shadows. And it does happen 2 or 3 times throughout the game, but not enough to really bother you. You notice it, though. You
right.
do, because you're like, wow, everything is flawless except for that. Then
well,
there's this,
the more flawless the graphics are, something like that pops out.
Yeah, and it really stands out. It really does. It's kind of annoying, but it doesn't happen all that much. And during the gameplay, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. You just don't see it. The world is incredibly detailed. There's shit everywhere going on. I mean, you're in a destroyed city, and it's all there. There's pieces of shit everywhere.
And it doesn't seem to be very, like, recycled.
Yeah, they didn't use, like, a stamper tool to make the levels. You
right,
know, like
not,
this
oh,
is
I
an
saw
intersection.
That building a couple miles back.
Right, exactly. I swear to you, I did not know that.
Right.
You know, like, you're lost the whole time. You know, because, not because it all looks the same, because it looks different. And
mm-hmm.
it's all new to you, and you don't know where the fuck you're going. It's really amazing. I mean, they really, really put some effort into it, which is probably why it's so short. It must have taken them forever to do the levels for this game, because it is a very short game. I mean, as far as the single-player campaign goes, it is, you know, maybe 8 to 10 hours your first run through, maybe 13 hours, you know, if you're having a hard time at some parts, your first run through, say, on casual difficulty, okay? It only goes up from there, from hardcore and insane. Hardcore
stuff
and insane.
Takes longer to kill because they
right.
take more heat damage. And
you can only take less,
right.
you know? Like, I've noticed on casual, you can take, like, a rocket shot to the face and you're one unit of damage away from dead. Right, so like anything around you, you know, spits on you after you've been hit by the rocket, you die. On insane, you don't. You just, you're splatter when you get hit by that rocket. So, I mean, there is, the damage does change. And it definitely seems like the guys take a lot more to kill. Maybe not a lot more, but a considerable amount more.
No, like, and FPSs are always shorter.
Right, they are, but this game does such an amazing job that you want it to last forever.
Right.
You want it to last for days, you know, I mean, you want... 25, 30 hours out of this. And you want your buddies with you, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is that cool.
Well, I imagine that we'll see at least one or two more, like, content things on the marketplace.
I imagine we will, but I'm afraid they're going to be multiplayer maps only. This is my fear. Is they're going to be... Because there's only, like, 8 to 10 multiplayer versus maps out there. And I say versus... Something like, yeah, it's either 8 or 10. I wanted to say 10-2 until I was watching the scene today that said 8.
Oh, really?
That's the only thing I've heard say 8, but it was from Cliffy B himself.
Oh.
So maybe he just forgot. Or
or it was before they got two more.
Oh, maybe. Okay, so it just seems like the engine is there, the graphics are there, the sound is there, the story is there, except for the longevity. And this is a big fear of mine, that this game won't outlast, you know, the end of the year. People will have beat it numerous times to get the achievements, which, by the way, I would definitely suggest playing the game the very first time on Insane. Fuck it. You want this to be, it's that good of an experience, you want it to prolong it. So just put it on Insane and deal with it, okay? And play, it will take you longer, it will be more fun in the long run, and you will unlock the achievements for the lower stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, because they have, like, you know, beat Act 1 on Casual, Act 2, 3, 4, 5 on Casual. Beat Act 1 on Hardcore, 2, 3, 4, 5 on Hardcore. Insane, Act 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on Insane. It seems that if you beat Insane, I didn't know this, unfortunately, at first. I just discovered this today. Beating Episode 1, or Act 1 on Insane unlocked my Episode 1 on Hardcore, because I went through on Casual thinking I'd just work my way up the ranks
mm-hmm.
and do all the achievements, you know, just for fun, gave me something to do. Turns out you can unlock them all if you just start at the top end, which would have been the way to go. I'm really upset I didn't do that, though, just because it would have been more brutal and, you know, prolonged, which I really wanted. It's the camera angle, we didn't mention this, it's a third person over the shoulder view. Your character stands to the left of your screen right. all the time. It's a little weird. You don't have a little aiming reticle on the screen either. You hold the left trigger and it will aim for you and you can shoot and they're right. But like if some dude gets up on you, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you zoom in, you're not zoomed in on the dude in front of you. You're probably off somewhere a little bit.
Right.
So it's really hard to shoot something up close unless you, like, just kind of blindly pull the trigger. You can kind of aim it so that he's towards the center of your screen and it works, but it's, I don't know, maybe I just suck at it. I'm not too good at it just yet. I just don't have that quite down yet.
Well, and being outside of cover is supposed to be
right.
rough.
Right, and
like,
it's
supposed
is.
To be not right.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense that's, like, one more thing that makes being outside of cover, because if you're right up on a dude, you're not undercover.
Right, exactly.
It makes it that hard, much harder.
And that's exactly how it plays out, too. Because when I get a dude up on me, I'm probably going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just... But if they're far away, I stand a pretty good chance of kicking their ass, you know? So it definitely does exactly what you're saying. It's exactly like that. One thing else that we didn't really mention about this was the hit point system. Because I mentioned that you could get hit once and it was like a unit of death.
Mm-hmm.
I can't quite measure a unit in this. You can't see your hit points. There's not on the screen. It's
right.
because you're always full. Okay? And if you get shot, a little circular gear symbol shows up, which has your hit points on it. Like, it's, like, marked there. That's, like, that's your hit points.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you get shot in a small number of time, the more damage you take. So you die rather quick.
Like, while the reticle is on
is
the screen.
Up there. Right. And once it disappears, you're back to full.
Mm-hmm.
And it only takes maybe 3-4 seconds maybe 4 or 5 seconds to actually disappear so you're full. So if you get, you know, you can run a corner and get tagged with 2-3 bullets, you better dive and hide somewhere for a few seconds. You have to wait there while somebody's taking shots at you or you're gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait for your hit points to refuel. Okay, now, at first I didn't think I would like that. Apparently somebody told me this is like in Call of Duty, it's like this also. Call of Duty
really?
Has, yeah, I guess, I don't know.
I know it's kinda like that in Halo because you got the shield
recharge. The shield thing, right. It's very similar to that, but I like it. I like it a lot. Because for this kind of game, it makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you were wandering the fuck around for, you know, health packs all the time, it would be so dumb. It would be so lame. So I'm basically saying they have nailed down, like, the perfect shooter system here, it seems like. This is it.
It's also really cool how that cog reticle thing appears. And, like
it fades in.
Right, and it's
light
gone,
red.
And that's just one less interface thing to
crap that you have to look at. In fact, there is nothing on the screen when you play except for a little tiny picture of your gun and how many rounds are in it and how many rounds are in the clip that you've got loaded in now.
It's a tiny little thing in the top right corner.
Yeah,
it's very
nice.
Unintrusive.
Yeah, it lets you experience the full system there. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It really is.
Any bit of interface that you need appears when you're using it. Like,
right.
When you change a gun, boom, there's a thing.
Exactly. It shows you your available guns.
Right.
They did a great job thinking that one through right there. The cover, like we said, plays the most, you know, important role in this game. And they made it very nice and simple to use, which is great. Because a complicated cover system would suck when you're in the heat of combat.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they said, okay, A does everything. Have at it. And it works. It really does work. If you're standing next to a wall and press A, you will, like, get up against that wall. Okay? If you are behind a block or a crate or a... That's another thing. There's not a whole lot of crates in this game. Mm-hmm. It's a shooter without a whole lot of crates. Yeah. I beat the game, went through it a second time, and then on my third run through, we were killing... I was playing co-op with Zombie 5 today, and I just accidentally happened to break this one of the very few crates I saw, and there was ammo in it. First thing I'd ever seen drop an item. I was like, holy shit, dude, look at this. I mean, it was amazing. It was rare. That was nice. So anyway, A does everything. So you're hiding behind some kind of an item. You press A, your guy, like, ducks behind it, right? To run, you hold A, and your guy just books it straight forward. And if you're gonna, if you run into something, he will, like, slam into that to take cover. It is right. Way cool. He doesn't, like, daintily go through a little, you know, animation sequence to back into it. No, he fucking hits it hard. Wham! And you're taking cover.
It's a very satisfying
thud. Yeah, yeah, it really is. You know, you... Of course, you do this, and there's bullets whizzing overhead, and they're hitting the shit around you and the top of the thing that you're taking cover behind. And there's chunks of cement and wood flying and sparks and dust. It is just freaking amazing. The scariest shit is when you're behind a box, and you're, like, zoomed in on something, and you're trying to aim in on somebody, and they threw a grenade right in front of the box, you know, or whatever it is. So all of a sudden, your screen just goes black. Because it's all smoke, and it's right. And so you zoom out, and you still can't see shit for a minute. I mean, it's, and there's dust flying and stuff blowing around. It is wild. It's just like you see, like, on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's amazing, except for you're there, virtually, which is better. You can still sip on your Pepsi while you're getting shot
and not get shot.
You know, yeah. It's just amazing. What I like the most, I think, about this, it's so fluid. You know, from a complete run to a duck to creeping around, like you can crouch and, like, kind of walk, kind of, you know, mm-hmm. if you need to hide and, like, pop out somewhere else. The leaning system, you know, you're facing left or right, and if you're facing out the direction that is out and you hit aim, your guy leans over. Mm-hmm. None of this complicated hold a different button to lean crap.
Right.
The fuck, whoever thought of that stupid shit? That was not a good idea. Just have your fucking guy lean when you aim. Ta-da! Mm-hmm. Solved, okay? You can back away from something and push down and you'll come off the wall. Or you can press A again. Guess what? You come off the wall. If you're just standing there, push A, you roll. You dive. I mean, they thought it through. The controls, somebody knew what they were doing for once with console controls. This is, like, exactly how the control system needs to be. I do not have any problems controlling this game, amazingly enough. Mm-hmm. Slight problems aiming, but that's my own, you know, retardedness. Everything else is exactly how it should be.
It's very nice that this game has actually succeeded, because now maybe we'll see console shooters on a console instead of these half-assed PC ports that were not ported.
Right, right.
They were, like, made for the console, but...
for the computer.
Yeah.
And then thrown out of the console, right. That's exactly what it is. They didn't try to innovate in any way. They took a key, they took a controller and said, okay, moving the stick up is W. Moving the stick down is S.
Right.
Let's see. The right trigger will be your left mouse button. They just cloned it onto a different shape. It mm-hmm. didn't. It doesn't work that well. It works well enough because people will forgive it because they haven't seen anything better yet. And therefore, every Halo, every Call of Duty, every Quake fucking whatever and Doom release on a console is accepted because that's just how it is.
Right.
You have one button for it on the keyboard. Why wouldn't you have one button for it on a controller? You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense on a controller, and these guys have nailed it. This is what console shooters need to be.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. End of story. It's. I hate to feed the hype machine, but god damn it! It's that good of a game. I mean, I haven't even touched on the really cool stuff yet. Okay? Now, the camera... No, we mentioned the camera was awesome. The hiding behind stuff is just absolutely phenomenal. You can even... Okay. Let's say there's two pillars. You're hiding behind one.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to hop to the other one. A lot of games take it very complicated-wise, and you have to back off of it, walk over there, walk up to the new one, and press your hide again button, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Depending on where you're at, when you're in cover, you can use the analog stick to do things. So if you press forward while you're in cover... and then hit A, you come out of cover, but charge forward.
Right.
Right? If you're holding left or
like
right...
You'll jump over the piece of cover?
If it's low.
Right.
If it's not low, you come around the front of it, like walk around. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. So you can't jump in this. There's no jumping.
Right.
Thank God there's no bunny hopping idiots out there, okay? and then these two pillars, let's say, and you're holding left or right, okay? Let's say to your right. So you hold right, hit A, and your guy, like, spins over to the other one into cover.
Mm-hmm.
Back into cover. It's fucking uber. I mean, it's just badass, man. It is exactly what I'm about to describe right here. Every first-person shooter game you've ever played, you duck behind the box, you think nobody sees you, they see the top of your head poking out, and your gun sticking out, but you think they don't see you. In your head, you're pressed up against that box, and you're saying a silent prayer before you jump out and blow this guy away. In reality, you're staring forward at the box, strafing to the right to try to get that first shot. Okay, it's nothing like reality. This game actually, but in your head, it's fat.
Right.
This game took what was in your head and put it on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly how it needs to be. My only flaw with the cover is that, okay, and on a round item it works. If you're in cover, you can waddle around the whole round thing. If it's a square box, you can't. You can't, like, hit another button to, like, get to the other corner of it and scooch along the side. And,
right.
And, you know, and it would be very handy to be able to, like, scooch along the side. You have to actually come out of cover where you stand back up and you're vulnerable, kind of, you know, walk to just enough of an angle so you're on the other side of the box and hit A and duck back in your back and cover. It's the only flaw with the damn cover system at all. It's freaking beautiful. They introduced something called active reload system. This needs to be a standard from here on out in every first-person shooter. Okay, this is that cool. Every single first-person shooter game has the exact same reloading system.
Mm-hmm.
You press
R.
Some button, right? Mine's Q all the time, right? I remap it to Q from R. R is my zoom button usually, or secondary fire. So you hit the reload, which is okay. Now shooting is your right trigger,
mm-hmm.
right? Aiming is your left trigger, and your right bumper, the little button up top, mm-hmm. is your reload, which seems bizarre at first, but it's like the shit when you're doing it. Okay. They nailed it. It's none of this fucking press Y bullshit all of a sudden or X fucking bullshit. No, no, no. Why the fuck would you do that? Okay? Just flick it really quick with your finger. And what actually happens is, like that little slider thing in every football kicker thing that you've ever played, you know, every
golf.
Or golf when you're swinging, right? There's that meter that bounces back and forth. This gives you a one-shot deal, so it doesn't bounce back and forth. A little tiny line of a meter appears below the picture of your gun in the upper right-hand corner. Now, let's say it's like, let's just say, I'm making shit up here, 200 pixels long, okay? And a 5-pixel section of it's white, and like a 15-pixel section of it is gray, and the rest is like this black area. And a little, like, 1-pixel-thick slider slides along it really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when it's on the white and the gray part, it goes a little bit quicker than it does in the other parts. Now, let's say the entire time for that thing, let's just say, to slide from start to finish with no interaction from you is, let's say, 3 seconds. That seems to be about average in a lot of games to reload. Okay, 2 to 3, we'll just say 3 seconds to reload.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. You hit the button, you watch the slider go, you reload it. Okay, you're good to go. If you press the reload button again in the white spot, you instantly reload that gun.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the gray, it's like maybe 1 second. Like you're getting a bonus. If you fuck up and try to do an active reload in the huge other 180 pixels of the black, you like fuck up trying to reload and like jam your gun. And your guy is like, shit, damn. You know, and he like hits the gun for a minute and like, you know, and if you do it quick, they have like a slick animation for why he does it so quick. You know, it's very smooth mm-hmm. and a very fluid motion. It is just sex. Every game needs this, because that will make or break combat, too, sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you can instantly reload your gun instead of taking that extra 3 seconds.
Yeah.
3 seconds can be a lot when you're being shot.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, I mean, it's just, it is the system. It is really amazing. You've got, there's only one flaw with this now, and this should have been a configurable option in the game and wasn't. You cannot configure your controls. You can invert the Y-axis if you need to, but it's upside down or whatever by default, I believe. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was, I didn't change it, but my defaults for my Xbox were set differently, so it might not be the actual default.
Right.
So, auto reload. It fucks you, because you're shooting, and normally, like, your brain knows if I click reload, roughly a second or two in is when I hit it again. Like I don't even have to look at it anymore, and I can do the active reload that good now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's awesome, right? But I still fuck it up from time to time, because either you get shot, and it'll change the timing on it,
mm-hmm.
you know, or whatever. Or maybe I didn't realize I was where I was, or I forgot, or I was trying to dodge a bullet or whatever. It auto-reloads for you if you run out of rounds, which is a pisser, because... And it makes you aware when you're out of rounds. You hear it on your gun. So you know you're running out, but, like... You're not nearly as good as determining when you ran out and when you need to active reload it to when you're reloading it and active reloading. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when it forces you to reload, man, it screws you on that active reload, it seems like. You know, because, damn, I didn't realize I was already reloading.
Right.
A lot of the times you'll hit it early because you go to hit reload. Not your active, but you go to hit reload and you're already started the reload and you hit it early and you, oh, damn, and you jam your gun. Yeah. And it happens to me every freaking time with the fucking rocket launcher thing, which I call the boomer gun. The big bada boom. The sniper rifle. And the there's like a bow that you can charge up a shot. The arrow sticks into something and explodes.
Right.
It's because they're single shot. So it's like you pull the trigger and you're reloading. And it's like, oh, damn, you know, I wish I could force the reload myself. Mm-hmm. Those are the times where I have a real big problem with it. A, like I said, does all your actions. X will skip cutscenes and open doors. It's like your active button kind of thing. Y will show you. It makes your character look in the direction of things that you might want to be looking at. So if you're stuck, you hold down Y, and he'll look at the door that you didn't see.
Yeah.
So you just walk over to the door and open it. Like, fuck, I didn't know where to go. It doesn't always work like as well as it should. Trust me on this, but it for the most part does.
I think that's a good addition in a game like this.
It was. And your left bumper, okay, that's, I haven't mentioned that, or B yet. Okay, so your left bumper will show you where your dudes are. So you hold that down, the screen fades to black and white, and then it has circles of your character's heads, because it's like you and then like four teammates or three teammates or whatever the hell is there, and it has their picture in a little circle with like an arrow that rolls around the circle to show you what direction of view they are in.
Right on.
And it gives you a list of your objectives, which never seem to really matter because you're always doing one thing really at a time, you know?
Right.
So it doesn't seem to matter that too much, but it's neat because you can still walk around while you're reading your objectives. None of this pause bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in fucking war here, okay?
No time to pause.
You know, right. I ain't got time to pause. It's awesome. So, now, B is your chainsaw, or your melee attack for whatever gun it is you may have, like a chain, say, a butt of a sniper rifle or whatever.
Right.
So, you have to, like, hold it for a second. You can't just, like, hit B and whomm, chop some dude's head off. You have to, like, hold it and rev it up for a second. And it's neat because you're walking around going, zoom, 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 you know, and if some dude gets up on you, you know somebody's coming after you, you know, because you'll hear it. You know, you're like, oh, fuck.
So multiplayer, that might give you a chance to get away.
It does. Because you can actually, like, shoot the dude real quick, and he has to, like, re-rev it again. So you can't just get ganked by people running around with chainsaws revved up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice. But
because it's, like, basically a one-shot, one-kill if you get
that
chainsaw.
Oh, it is. Yeah, you're done. You get hit by that chainsaw, it's over. It is really cool. And they did it in a very strange way. Strange, but good. They did the chainsaw in what I would call a cinematic way. You don't walk around, like, okay, think of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
You hold the chainsaw button down, and you're going, mar, 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 and you run into dudes, and you zip, 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 zip. You actually have to make that contact, which is kind of hard, because it's so short and close. It's not a gun. It doesn't fire.
Right.
So with this, keeping with the cinematics, the range for the chainsaw is far greater than what it actually looks like on the screen. Right? So, like, as far as the models go. So if you're somewhat close to me, and I've been holding that for 1 second, you're done. You don't move now. I take control in a cinematic type scene in game during real time, though, and stick you with that chainsaw and cut you up, and blood splatters on your screen and it comes spraying out of the sides. It's fucking awesome looking. It really is. And it is just almighty. It really is badass. They did a great job with that. You can curb stomp motherfuckers. Okay, now the deal behind this is this. You can't do this like a computer guy. When you're playing the single-player campaign, you kill them, they're dead. You shoot them, they're dead, okay? But when you're playing on multiplayer, or if you're playing co-op single-player, let's say we're playing co-op and I die, I have a certain amount of time where I'm bleeding, and if Kobar doesn't get over to me and hit X, which is like you like patch me up and get back in the fight, buddy,
mm-hmm.
I will die, and I will actually die, which means you can get shot, and you're incapacitated, and you're laying there essentially useless, but you have a certain number of seconds where you can be revived, basically.
Right.
So a teammate in multiplayer, some multiplayer modes, I imagine, or co-op, they have to get up to you and press a button and you're back in the fight there, right? Usually means they have to put themselves at risk, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there was a time...
Now they're not in cover.
Exactly. You have to stand up to revive somebody. I mean, there was a point where Zombie and I, like, I would die, he'd go get me, I'd stand up, he would get shot down, I'd go grab him, I'd stand up, get shot down. Oh, it was retarded. But that's how it is. I poked my fucking head up. I should get shot.
Right.
You know? Anyway, so that's really nice, but the curb stomp is basically a brutal way of doing an executing move. You can just shoot the guy again. I mean, he's on the ground. Just pop another round into him and he dies. Okay? But it's much more satisfying to walk up. I mean, it's... Okay, fuck you stupid assholes online with your fake teabagging. It's all about the real curb stomp, okay? This is brutal here. That is fucking embarrassing. If you walk up, just step on his head, it's like, and he dies.
Right.
It is really, really something. There's plenty of ammo all over the game, so it doesn't seem like you're out too often. Your, like, main rifle-type gun will hold 660 rounds. Your shotgun is, like, 39 rounds or something. So let's say I'm down to, like, 10 rounds with a sniper rifle, or my basic rifle, the one with the chainsaw on it. I can pick up a box of ammo, and it will give me up to 660.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. Though, even if I only needed one round out of it, and I picked it up, it's gone.
Right.
Okay, they're not all full heals, but a good chunk of them are, it seems like. So I would say in the average game, I was like out desperate for ammo like twice. I mean, it didn't happen, which was nice.
I really prefer it that way. I prefer
the
bad guys to be ruthless and tough.
Right.
For the difficulty, instead of me going, oh my god, can I shoot this guy
exactly.
a second time?
Exactly.
Do I really have the ammo for that, or should I run away for now?
Exactly. That's lame. That is lame. I'm all about that. Plus, it's hard in this game because you're trying to take so much cover,
right.
and so are they. You're missing a lot of shots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like you need tons of ammo. And they have unlimited ammo, fuckers. Okay. Let's see. What else was it? There's three difficulty modes. Oh, we mentioned that. Casual, hardcore, and insane. There's online co-op, two-player co-op online, split screen, or system link.
Yeah, you got the full range.
Yeah.
Except for the four-man co-op, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Now, that was something that came up today. I need a game that's like that. Because this, but like five, you know, maybe even three times as long as this game, with four-player co-op would be fucking insane. Co-op games are good. People do want to play them. They don't just all want to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Make a game where co-op is the focus and the deathmatch is the exception.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I would love to see. Online on Xbox Live, you can go 4v4. There's 8 or 10 maps, we said, with a couple different play modes. I tried to play, but there were some serious freaking issues. This is probably going to get patched in the near future here, but you go to join a game, and it says, you hit quick match, and it says game found, game disconnected.
Oh.
Yeah, and I could not. I tried.
That's a quick match.
You know? Yeah, I wonder who won. I mean, it's that bad, though. It's a big, big problem. Okay, now, I don't know if this is some router settings issues. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are reporting that they cannot use their voice communication for whatever reason. I guess only in the lobby, maybe in the game, too. I'm not 100% sure on that, so don't kick my ass over it yet. But I know there's some point where a lot of people's voice isn't working. Some people can't host the games properly. I believe it to be a problem with what ports you have forwarded, okay, because I have seen people talking about forwarding certain ports. I happen to have the standard Xbox Live ports forwarded, and I could not get it to work properly. I could not connect to a fucking game today. So I just put the machine, the Xbox, on, who gives a fuck, on the DMZ. Whatever. You're going to hack my Xbox? Go right ahead, you know? Fucking A, okay? So I didn't have any problems really after that, but I still had problems connecting to other games, which is probably because the host is behind a router and doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
So I don't know what quite the deal with it is yet. Seems they're having some problem with their online, which sucks, because today was supposed to be the big day for them to do the tournament and whatnot. You can win a trip to Amsterdam or some crazy shit or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you're the victor, you get a free pass to the Gears of War Championship tournament in 2007 sometime that they haven't announced yet. But they were
Sweet.
Talking about whoever wins this gets a waiver on it. And he just goes straight to the final. You know, or something like that.
Speaking of the 4v4 thing, I really like that idea.
I did manage to squeeze some in today, though, just because I wanted to experience it before I gave it a full review.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. It's quick.
This whole, 40 against 40 thing is getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. More is not always better.
Yeah, because, like, if you're in a battle with, like, 40 enemies, you don't really get, even in like, the single match, you don't really get, like, those, nemesis things going on.
Right, right.
Like, you get this long match going, and if there's just a few people, you get there's that fucker, I want to
yeah.
get him again. If there's 40 people, you don't really get that too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it's just ahead
right.
you shoot at. You're right. the multiplayer on this is pretty cool. 4v4 does sound small, but it's actually, it works out really well. I mean, it does, because the rounds seem to only last, usually, I'd say, in the realm of 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times, 3 minutes, everybody's dead, because you're taking cover. It can last a fuckload of a long time, though, because people will hide for goddamn ever sometimes,
yes.
you know? And you just, like, poke your head out. You know, you can even blind fire. If you're in behind,
right.
you can just, like, reach over and just start spraying.
Right.
And you're not exactly accurate with it, but it works.
Right.
In a situation, man, you can even blind fire a grenade. You just chuck it back there. It's awesome. It's really cool. I mean, the game just does so many things right. The things that this game does wrong, it's short. And the multiplayer doesn't quite work right at this point in time, but when it does work, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure Epic of all people is on that shit.
Yeah, really, this is what they do. I mean, Jesus Christ. You know, they have achievements for the game, too, that are hilariously named. Like, the money shot. And it's like, get 100 headshots or something like that. There's one that's a series of tubes. You know, and if you don't know what that is, I'm sorry, but goddammit, it's been like the biggest freaking joke for the last 2 months on the internet. With the senator that said the internet's like a series of tubes. And they're clogged with, you know, spam. Well, anyway, it's a joke on that. It's host 50 multiplayer games. There's one called, the very last one, there's 49 achievements, I think, total. There's one called Seriously, with three dots at the end, and you look at it, it's kill 10,000 people online.
Holy crap.
Seriously. It's friggin' awesome, man. There was another thing I wanted to mention here, a little bit on the story, just a little bit, because it's a little bit part of the game. You start out in jail. You are Marcus Phoenix, a former member of the military. You've been locked up for 14 years since Emergence Day happened. Where essentially, and this is like this story, which is weird. It doesn't open up to the story when you start the game. You have to like sit there for days at the title screen, and it just showed up. I happened to turn it on and got distracted, so I was doing something else. Mm-hmm. And then like after a long time, it finally played some kind of like a little sequence that explained the story. It was a long, long time. It was weird.
Huh.
But basically, you know, these things crawled up out of the ground, attacked us, tried to kill humanity. We lost. We sucked on our planet called Sera, S-E-R-A. That's way cool, by the way. And we decided to just blow ourselves up, basically. Just attack the planet, destroy civilization. It's our best bet. We did that. It's been 14 years. Shit's fucked. And now we need Marcus Phoenix's badass and, you know, the elite military people to go explore these underground tunnels. You spend like one act underground, so don't think you're going to be crawling around most of the time underground, okay? Mm-hmm. You spend one act underground as like a research thing, basically. You have to crawl down there. Well, no, that's not even the research one. You do something to research the map of the tunnels, okay? Then you have to plant a bomb down there to ideally blow these guys up. It's kind of like Armageddon.
Right.
The movie, but reversed. You know, like inside the Earth, right? Instead of flying out to an asteroid or whatever. Okay, so it's kind of like that. It's actually kind of neat. Your buddy Dom comes and gets you. He's the second player if you're playing co-op. This is Dom guy, the guy that comes and gets you. D-O-M. This game's hilarious, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that or not yet.
A little.
Dude, some of the funniest shit happened. You've got this total blonde-haired white boy guy in there, right? This guy named Baird. Mm-hmm. And he's got some pretty funny, but they're kind of crude, you know, like... Like, in one of the cutscenes, you're sitting there and you're like, oh my god, what are we gonna do? Blah, 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 there's guys everywhere. And he's like, yeah, that's right, asshole, we're fucked. You know what I mean? Like, he's just blunt about it. There's this part where you're like, hey, Baird, how you doing? And he, like, blows it off like it's no big deal. He's like, oh, there's some assholes up here with guns trying to kill us. Baird out. You know? There's this, the awesome guy you meet. This guy, Augustus Cole. Did I write that in the notes? I don't see it on there now. Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, this guy, Augustus Cole, you meet him. You have to go rescue... He's part of Alpha Squad that was, like, shot down. You got to go rescue these guys. This guy's a badass, and I will not ruin how awesome it is when you find him, okay? Because it is just so freaking hilarious. His story is he's an ex-football player. He's a real popular guy. He was, like, number 82 on the Cougars or something, right? So people know him. Mm-hmm. At some point, you leave him, right? And he's with Baird, who's, like, the funny man, at this place while you and Dom go on a mission, basically. And you guys are in radio contact from time to time, and, you know, you'll radio to Baird and get some updates, and they'll call you back and be like, oh my god, you know, there's guys coming, hurry up, we need you back here. At some point, some shit happens where he's like, so, you know, hey, how you doing out there? Baird's like, oh, fine, just until everybody realized that Augustus Cole here, Coltrane, is, you know, the Coltrane, and then it's, ever since then, it's been, oh, Coltrane, will you sign my t-shirt? Like, he totally does the girly voice and shit. It is hilarious. I mean, and there's tons of things like that scattered throughout the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some nice scenes that you see that you can't interact with, like, King Ravens flying overhead, blowing snipers off of roofs, and damaging the terrain, knocking over towers that are crumbling and blowing dust and debris and bricks everywhere. There's some amazing looking stuff that you can't interact with that you see that it adds more to the realism of being in the war. It is really something. Frankly, you get the feeling that you're in the middle of a totally fucked up town.
Right.
The negatives, like I said, it's short, which you can look past, I guess, because it's just that uber.
when you are playing it, you know, for what little you get. I mean, you get your 10 hours and you're calling it good. And that's fine because it was one hell of a 10-hour experience. And you can keep playing over and over with friends because it's even, you know, more fun.
Right.
To play co-op. I love
the harder.
Right. Difficulty settings. You know, it's pretty awesome. There's a car mission that I actually would put towards the bottom list of my shit pile. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just lame. You get in this car that you can only drive or shoot with. So you drive, and then you get attacked, and you have to stop it, and now you're shooting. Now, there's an explanation. It only has enough juice, power, to generate the guns or the gas. Which, okay.
So even if you're doing, like, the co-op, you're still just driving.
I haven't seen that level on co-op yet, but you would have to, because the story is
right.
The car can only give juice or you can shoot. So you have to stop and shoot these fucking asshole things that are pissing me off, and then drive again. It's just kind of... okay, it would have been better if you were going like 100 miles an hour and not 4. You know, you're like imagine driving like a Hummer through a like destroyed city. Mm-hmm. You would be going super slow. Like you're driving like an Abrams battle tank and it's so slow.
Right.
It's just not that good. I didn't like that very much, but it wasn't horrible. It did break it up. It did kind of add to the realism.
Well, and it's kind of like a turret level that you then change locations and then it's more turret stuff and then you change locations.
It wasn't all bad. It wasn't all bad. It was just one of the low points of the game.
Right.
I mean, as far as low points, that's pretty much it, other than the fact that the game has to end. That's my big regret. The game has to end, unfortunately. They've got dudes that, like this berserker creature, he will bust through walls and shit, knock pillars down, and it just charges you, and he makes this creepy, like, sound, like he's moving hella fast, like Sonic almost. It's crazy. Scares the shit out of you. You're just cruising along, all creeping around, looking around. You drop a load in your pants every time. It's fucking crazy, man. There's this mission where you're outside at night. Basically, you go get your car, you're driving around, then it runs out of gas. At some point, you've got to walk the rest of the way. You're out, like, in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's raining. It is so freaking beautiful to see this rain in the dark. And, like, the game is a masterpiece. I ended up picking up the $70 version, the special edition, and taking into account the special edition features... I'm going to have to go with 68 out of 70.
Wow.
It's fucking amazing. If it was just longer, and I don't mean a lot longer, I would have given it that extra little bit, but it's just shy. It's just shy of something I really got to enjoy for more than 10 hours. I mean, barely if that.
So certainly it's a 60 out of 60 if you're picking up the regular.
If you're picking up the regular, it's good. Well, no, because the shortness doesn't have to do with the special edition.
Sure.
The special edition stuff is nice. You know, but it's not... So 59 out of 60... for the other one. Because I would have... The book kind of sucks, and the DVD, you won't watch more than once. It's not memorable.
Right.
If you would have had the cog tags, at least you could have worn something around. Would have been
that
awesome.
That is a good idea.
Yeah. You know, that'll be the dollar that they blew it on the special edition. Because it was fine. The DVD and the book is fine, but they could have made it gold with that. And the game itself, just a little short, but the experience is so amazing. And I hate to sound like every fucking review I read of this game. Did you see the reviews? 10, 9.4, 9.6, 94%. Fucking A, this game can't be that good. And I was like, oh, we'll just give the straight up real review on this, you know, and we'll find out the story.
Cut through the crap.
You know, right, this'll be a fucking 40 out of 60 here. Nope. It's just that good. It's a lot. This is the must have Xbox 360 game. This is the short killer app, you know. It's short but not unsatisfying.
Well, I'll have to see what all happens with the multiplayer. They'll need to add a few more modes.
They have a couple different modes.
You know, they're mostly just the same.
Like, yeah,
they're all team deathmatch, but like one you're instantly killed, and the other one you can't be curb stopped. And that sort of thing. And they're all basically team deathmatch.
Right, right.
So like a more team-based Capture the Flag could be really cool.
That's the first thing I was just thinking of, too. But I'm a whore for Capture the Flag, so that's no surprise.
Or like one of those capture and hold type deals.
Yeah, that would be really cool. But what's going to suck now is we're going to have to pay for those.
Yeah.
They're not going to give us, you know...
Hopefully they won't be too expensive.
Hopefully. We'll see. The prices are not set by Microsoft. The prices are set by Epic.
Really?
Yes. That's why Luminous is so fucking expensive. It's not Microsoft's fault.
Well, I knew that all that, but Microsoft is the publisher for this one, so I...
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, then. I forgot.
So Microsoft might do the setting for this one.
Wait, no. Well, no. See, there's no question. You're going to get robbed. I'm sorry. You're going to get robbed. So, okay, I'm looking at IRC. Zombie wants to play some more co-op. We got to go. We're already over time. we're bouncing. Peace out. The closing music I actually captured from the end of Gears of War. It's Augustus Cole. That's Coltrane doing his Cole rap. It's actually pretty entertaining.
Later. Stay cool, baby.
Just a little time out. Scratch it. Damn! Stand up. Fall down. Stand up.
Yeah, that's right.
Fall down. To the left. You're doing good, baby. To the right. To the left. To the right. Stand up.
Bring it on, sucker. This my kind of shit. Bring it on, sucker. This my